Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me. Today's podcast is all about goals versus growth. And I've touched on this subject before, but I wanted to explore it a little bit more, particularly as it relates to goals and growth in a crisis, right? I mean, obviously, everyone that I know and probably everyone in the world has been affected by the coronavirus pandemic in some way, right? Maybe you're sitting at home as a non-essential. Maybe you're back to work as an essential worker. Maybe you never quit working. Maybe you're just mom, you know, trying to run your life and also deal with now the kids are doing school from home, you know, whatever it is. All of us have been touched in some way. And so I thought when I really broke this down and thought about it, I think this is a really good time to talk about what's the difference in being goal-oriented versus growth-oriented, and why does it matter, right? Why does it matter to begin with? So, you know, it's interesting to me because times of crisis always magnify everything. And what I mean by that is, anytime there's a crisis going on, right, there's more stress, there's more chaos, there's more of everything going on, and everything is magnified and accelerated. So it's just like who we are under stress is, you know, who we naturally are, right? We can't fake it, I think, is what it comes down to in crisis, right? When you're in a crisis situation, the type of leader that you are is going to just shine and stand out so much more brighter, or not. If you have a lack of leadership ability, that's just going to be magnified during a time of crisis. And we see that, you know, that's just a principle, is that in times of crisis, everything, you know, happens faster, it's bigger, it's more under a microscope, and there's just more awareness in times of crisis. So when I thought about this, I was thinking about this the other day as I was walking, you know, and I think I've touched on in this podcast before why it's important to be growth oriented, and certainly growth is so critical. If I could only say one thing forever for the rest of my life, I would say just grow, just develop yourself. Because here's why: every challenge that you are facing right now, you had to grow to be able to be the person that could deal with that challenge. And every challenge that you are going to face in the future, and there are going to be challenges, this season will pass, but there will be more challenges in the future. That's just life. You're going to face obstacles, challenges, adversity. It's just life. But in order to be able to overcome them effectively, you have to develop yourself and create the mindset. Because here's the thing. Growth, personal growth and development, is all about raising your level of awareness and equipping yourself with skills to be able to overcome the challenge. So think about it this way. I don't know how old you are as you're listening to this podcast, but I guarantee you think differently than you did 10 or 20 years ago, or however long it's been since you were a teenager. Right, however old you are now, you think differently than you did at 14 and 15 and 16. I guarantee it. And that's okay. That's natural. That's part of growth, right? You've grown up as an adult. You see the world differently. You see yourself differently. And that's just a byproduct of growth. You've grown up, and whether you've been a big proponent of personal growth over these years or not, you've grown some, because, you know, you've grown up, you've matured, you've maybe gotten a job or gotten married or started raising kids or whatever, but you've grown in some ways, there's no doubt. And you see the world differently, right? Your level of awareness has changed. You do things differently because you think of things differently. You value different things, right? As a teenager, you probably valued more time with your friends and hanging out and fun, and now you value different things. Perhaps you're raising teenagers. And so you see everything different. You do things different, but you're getting different results in life than you did back then. There's nothing wrong with that. My point being, let's don't stop, right? Let's continue to be growth-oriented and conscious and intentional about growing as we continue our journey of life. And that's what it comes down to, is intentionality, right? Just being intentional. You don't have to grow all the time. Just grow consistently. And, you know, there's so many ways and information available that helps us grow personally. It could look like reading a book. It could look like intentional journaling. It could look like watching a TEDx. It could be listening to a podcast, right? You're growing right now because hopefully I'm sharing some information that changes the way you think. And you may not always agree with me or any other information that you learn or consider, and that's okay. Right? You're just expanding your level of awareness and seeing how this fits for you. So being growth oriented is so critical, because life isn't going to be easy. You already know that. It already hasn't been. But particularly in times of crisis, it's important to stay growth oriented. And what I mean by that is not that you should grow faster in times of crisis. In fact, depending on what level of the crisis, you may have less time to be able to develop yourself personally. But you want to stay intentional about it and stay focused about it. And it might look like just simply reflecting at the end of the day, what lesson have I learned through this? What's the takeaway? What can I apply to the future? How can I find value in reflecting on this crisis? What did I learn about myself? What did I learn about other people? What would I do differently? Right? Just taking a few minutes to reflect on those questions can help you grow. But why it's important to be growth-oriented instead of just goal-oriented, right? When we're growth-oriented, we're conscious about just growing maybe a little bit every day. When we're goal-focused or goal-oriented, we just focus on achieving the goal. And so one example of what that might look like is, I've shared before, my part of my growth plan is I read 50 nonfiction books every year. A lot of biographies, a lot of leadership books, just that's just part of my growth plan. It's one way I'm intentional about developing myself. But here's the danger. I have to make sure that I'm not just reading the book to check it off and meet my goal, right? I need to make sure that I'm reading the book and thinking about it and, you know, underlining and highlighting and capturing quotes. Because if I'm just focused on reading the book for the sake of meeting the goal, I'm more likely to be in a hurry and skip through the material and less likely to actually gain anything from it, right? So very important to make sure that I keep that mindset of growth oriented and actually read the book and absorb the material. So when we're goal oriented, right? We sometimes set, and goals are good. You guys know, I think goals can be very powerful in motivating us and helping us achieve things. There's nothing wrong with goals. I think goals are great. Personal goals, professional goals, daily goals, you know, I think goals can be a wonderful thing. I just think it's important to make sure we are focused on our goals in perspective of growth, like my example with the book. So why that's really important right now is because I guarantee you most of us had an idea of what 2020 was going to look like. I mean, if you think back just 6 months ago, all of the social media posts about 2020 vision and 2020 year, and this 2020 was going to be this year and my year, and it was going to be a great year. And we kind of got excited just because 2020 is just such a nice ring to it. It felt like it is a new decade. It felt like a milestone. And so you think about that, because I know I certainly didn't expect this to happen this way this year. So the danger, if we're just goal-oriented, is that goals have shifted or changed right now, right? Many goals, whatever your goals were for the first 6 months of 2020, they may have changed or shifted or just had to be paused because of the season we're in, the crisis and the pandemic, right? This is not what you anticipated for 2020. And so whatever goals you might have set for yourself, you may have had to renegotiate them or to shift them or to change them. Now, if you're growth oriented, that's okay, because growth hasn't changed. Right? If you're growth oriented, then you take the season and the crisis and you say, what can I learn from that? How can I come out of this better? Because growth is about the process of becoming who you want to be. And crisis, whether we like it or not, crisis can accelerate growth. Now, it's not fun, and I realize that, and some of you are thinking, there's no way I'm growing through this crisis. But yes, even in a crisis, we can grow, and sometimes we can accelerate growth. Now, it's not fun, and it's not easy, but here's the thing. Challenges and adversity in life, and there are certainly plenty of those as we go through a pandemic, challenges and adversity in life help us grow and can accelerate our growth because it makes us stronger. And we learn how to be the person who can navigate this. And you know, it's just like anything we learn. Let's say you are driving down the road and you have a flat tire. And maybe you're in an area where you don't have cell phone signal or everybody you know is busy and they can't come help you. And so you have to figure out how to change the tire. And that's not fun. It's going to be a whole lot of hard work and you're going to get greasy and dirty and you're going to have to get down on the ground and change the tire and figure all of that out. But afterward, you figure it out, you get the tire changed, and you get back in the car and drive on, and you've learned something, right? You've mastered something you maybe didn't know how to do. You've grown as a result. And crisis, challenges, and adversity are the same way, right? Maybe we learn a new skill. Maybe we learn a little bit more about ourselves. Maybe we learn a little bit more about relationships. I guarantee you, if you have been sitting at home with your kids and your spouse for a few months, you've had some challenging times where you're suddenly spending a whole lot more time together than you're used to. And maybe that's been a challenge, is that throwing everybody together in a house for 24 hours a day for months challenges our relationships if we're not used to spending that much time together. So you see how crisis can help us grow. Now, again, it's not fun, and some of you are thinking, there's no way I even want to grow as a result of this pandemic. But it really can, and that's why it's so important to be growth-oriented, because I guarantee you, if you're growth-oriented, you are walking away changed from the person you were 6 months ago. I guarantee it. You can't help it, right? You can't unlearn what you've learned as a result of this crisis. And so that's why when I talk about choices that we make, habits that we have, behaviors that we choose, all of those are important to consider what's serving me well and considering the process of becoming who I want to become. You don't want to just focus on a goal, because that changes, obviously. Focus on the growth, because the process is what helps you achieve your growth. For example, if you had a goal to run a marathon this year, and obviously most of the marathons have been canceled, maybe all of them for the rest of the year, but maybe that was your goal, and maybe you said, this 2020 is my year to run a marathon, and so you focused on that goal and you laid out a training plan, and now suddenly your race is canceled. And if you stay goal focused, you would quit training. But if you're growth focused, you would say, you know what? Now is an awesome time and opportunity to get stronger so that when I do reschedule that race, I'll be a better runner for it. I'll be a better person for it. And so I'm going to keep the habit of exercising and training because that serves me well in becoming that person who can run that marathon. So you see, it's so easy, and you know, goals can be great motivators. There's nothing wrong with setting goals, but let's keep goals in the perspective of growth, because growth is about becoming something. Goals are just about doing something. Nothing wrong with having things to do. I'm a list person. Let me tell you, I have like a master list for a business. I have like a grocery list already going. I have like a list of stuff to do today. I have a list of podcast lessons. I have a list of meals on hand that at any one time I can go and fix for dinner. I am a list person. I love lists. But there again, just keep in mind that as we set our goals, let's don't forget, goals can shift or change in the blink of an eye, because life can change just that quick, and we all have experienced that this year. And if we lose focus when the season of life changes. Sometimes we lose focus of our goals, but if we stay growth oriented, if we keep a growth mindset of saying, you know what, this hasn't been the year that I expected, but I can learn something from it. I can come out of this stronger or better. And it's not easy to do. And I realize that, guys, I realize that. It's sometimes it's difficult and you're thinking there's no way that this challenge I'm facing is going to help me in some way. And you know, sometimes you may not know, you may not always know how it's going to help you, what's the positives, what's the upsides. I've shared with you the story of Corrie Ten Boom and the fleas in the concentration camp. I think I've shared that story before, but it's such a good one. I'm gonna share it here with you again. Corrie and her sister were in the concentration camp, and they were you know, they were starving, they were sick, they were literally freezing to death. And so Corrie's sister says, you know what, let's stop and let's practice gratitude. Let's thank the Lord for what we have. And so, you know, that'll help us keep a positive mindset and be thankful. And so they start, you know, they start thinking, well, what are all the things that we can be grateful for even while we're in prison in this concentration camp? And so they think for a minute, and you know, Corrie says, well, I'm thankful we're together, right? That's something we can be thankful for, is we have each other. And so they kind of go down thinking of all the things that they can be grateful for. And in a minute, Corrie's sister says, you know what? I'm grateful for the fleas. I'm grateful for the fleas. Lord, I'm grateful for the fleas. And Corrie said, I can't go that far. What? There is no way I can be grateful for fleas biting us as we lay here in a pile of old straw. She's like, I can't. There's no way that that's good for us. There's no way that that's positive. And anyway, I'm not going to be thankful for that. Well, later she realized that the building, the bunker that they were housed in, was the only one that the guards wouldn't come in and search regularly. And so because of that, they were able to keep like a little tiny copy of the New Testament. You know, they were able to hide some medicine and some food and that kind of thing, because the guards never came in and regularly searched that particular bunker because of the fleas. The fleas were so bad that the guards just wouldn't even go in there because the fleas were so bad and biting, and they didn't want to go in and get bitten by the fleas. And so you see how even in that season, when they're starving and, you know, dying, and they've lost everything and so sick and being mistreated and treated horribly, but the fleas had a value, a benefit, something positive. But the thing is, when you're sitting there being bitten by the fleas, you don't know why you should be grateful for the fleas, and you don't feel like being grateful for the fleas, I guarantee you. And we might not ever know why or what the benefit is or what the positive is or the upside. We just have to stay focused on our growth, because when we have a growth mindset, it allows us to learn the lessons and to become stronger and to say, I'm going to be a better person because of this. Right? So being growth focused is so important. I know I talk about it a lot, but it's just, you know, personal growth and professional growth has been the key for me and being able to achieve everything that I've achieved. When I look back at my life and career to this point, and everything that I've wanted to accomplish, that I have accomplished, I had to grow to be able to be the person that accomplished it. Right? Anything that we want to achieve in life, whether it's raising our kids successfully, whether it's building our own business, whatever, having just a harmonious relationship or marriage, right? We've got to be able to grow in order to do those things effectively. So we can't stop. You know, it's so tempting to say, well, I'm tired today. I don't want to read today. I don't want, you know, we have that emotion of, I don't want to, I don't feel like it today. But let me tell you this, your dreams are going to require that you grow. Whatever you want, whatever you want to get out of life, you're going to have to grow in order to be able to achieve it. It's not going to happen on accident. It's not going to happen automatically. Nothing worth having ever happens with little effort, We always have to put effort into that. And a lot of the effort is just developing ourselves to become the person so that we know what we need to do, so that we know what we can change, so we know we have the skills to be able to accomplish whatever it is we want to accomplish. We've got to grow in order to be able to do it. Until next time. Hey friends, I just wanted to share with you, I am so excited about my most recent project. My next book is coming out next week, Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, Become the Woman You Are Destined to Be. I am so excited about this book because it shares some of the foundational mindset principles that I know I've applied to my life to find just tremendous success in going from where I was, you know, at 19 being a sex abuse victim and trafficking victim to where I've come from and where I am today, you know, from speaking at the United States Capitol this year to being on the TEDx stage. And when I think about it, this book really has the principles that I've applied through my life to shift into a mindset of believing in myself. So that you could apply these principles to your life, believing in yourself and your potential, embracing your self-worth and overcoming limiting beliefs, increasing your influence personally and professionally, and achieving your goals and achieving that mindset of success, because I think that that's powerful. Any one of us have dreams of, you know, improving some area of our life. And these principles that I've shared in this book will help you do that. And it's one of the reasons I get so excited about projects like this, is because I know that achieving better, whatever that looks like for each one of us, is possible. So, super excited to share with you. This book is launching next week, and you'll be able to find that. If you want signed copies, you can pre-order those now. Head over to my website. Or, of course, if you're a member of Amazon Prime, you might prefer to get it from Amazon. But there you go. Look for Fearfully and Wonderfully Me. Become the Woman You Are Destined to Be.